Hello and welcome back to the Baseball Aesthetic. It is Monday morning, so let's do a little Monday recap of what happened over the weekend. There were two series, weekend series, that got underway on Thursday. That was the Reds at the Brewers and the Astros at the Twins. So altogether for those two games, there were a total of 8 runs scored, 1 victory by the visiting team and 1 victory by the home team. The home team was the Brewers winning and the visiting team was the Astros winning. But everyone else got underway on Friday. So looking at Friday's totals, there were 144 total runs scored on Friday, and the team that had the highest number of runs scored were the Boston Red Sox, who scored a day-high 13 runs scored, and then only two other teams hit double digits on the day. That was the Braves getting their first win of the season, and the San Francisco Giants over the Mariners at home in San Francisco. So 144 runs scored. And on Friday, there was 976 total at-bats, with 249 of those being for a hit, brought the day average to 255. Along with those 249 hits, there were a total of 228 strikeouts. Out of the hits that took place on Friday, 163 of those were for a single, so that brought the hit average for a single at 65.5% of all hits being a single, 51 doubles, 20.5% of all hits being a double. Actually, surprisingly, and it will get better, but there were 4 triples on Friday, bringing the average to 1.6% of all hits being for a triple, and then 31 total home runs, which brought the number of hits being a home run to 12.4% on that Friday. Looking at Saturday, 125 total runs were scored on Saturday. The team that had the highest number of run total were the Cincinnati Reds, who had come off losing 3 games, 0-1, who had a high of 11 runs scored in their victory on Saturday. 125 runs scored again. And then on Saturday, there were 933 total at-bats. Of those 933 total at-bats, 239 of those went for hits, bringing the average slightly up from Friday to a percentage higher at 256 on Saturday. Along with those 933 at-bats, 227 of those were for strikeouts. 148 total singles, so dropping the percentage of singles out of those hits down to 61.9%. 51 doubles again, and that was a little bit up with the number of at-bats, so 21.3% of all hits were for a double. And then Saturday was the day with the most number of triples we've seen so far this season, and probably so far in the past number of games. There were 7 triples on Saturday, so that jumped the triple average up to 2.9% of all hits being a triple. And anything above 2% of all hits being a triple is pretty impressive. So nearly approaching 3% there. And then 33 total home runs, which brought the home run percentage up 13.8% of all hits being a home run. On Sunday, 155 total runs scored. There was an extra game on Sunday. We were missing the rainout game between the Marlins and the Atlanta Braves, but the St. Louis Cardinals and the Boston Red Sox did have a doubleheader. So there were only 14 matchups. Well, there were 15 matchups that took place on Sunday, but 155 total runs. At-bats were significantly higher on Sunday as well, at 1,022 total at-bats, with 265 total hits. That brought the average to the highest over the weekend at 259. We also saw 266 total strikeouts, so that was the highest percentage of at-bats ending in a strikeout all weekend, at 26% of all of those at-bats ended in a strikeout. 180 total singles, so 67.9% of all hits being a single, highest on the weekend. 55 doubles, 20.8% of all hits being a double, and we didn't drop that many triples on Sunday. There were 6 triples on Sunday, 2.3% of all hits being a triple, 24 home runs, which dropped the average pretty far down from what it was on Friday and Saturday to only 9.1% of all hits on Sunday being for a home run. So all in all, for our weekend series, 2,931 total at-bats, with 753 of those being for a hit. That brought the weekend average to a 257 clip, 721 total strikeouts, 24.6% of all at-bats over the weekend ended in a strikeout, 491 total singles, so 65.1% of all of those 753 hits were for a single, 157 total doubles, so about a fifth the percentage of hits being a double, 20.9%, and then 17 triples. So 2.3% of all hits this weekend were a triple, which again, I know that's a low number, but because triples are so rare, anything above a 2% is pretty impressive, and it showed there was more often a doubles hit in that span. So 17 triples hit in that span, 2.3%, and 88 total home runs, so 11.8% of all hits over the weekend ended in a home run. The team that scored the most number of runs over the weekend was the Boston Red Sox. They had a total of 36 runs scored. They did have the doubleheader on Sunday. They didn't play on Saturday, but they did score 18 runs on the second game of their doubleheader. They scored 5 runs on the first game of the doubleheader. So in one day on that Sunday, right, they scored 23 runs and they scored 13 on Friday. So a big number of runs scored in Fenway this weekend for the Red Sox. 36 total runs led the most number of runs scored by a team over the weekend. And they did only play a 3-game series. A couple other series did go 4 games, but they definitely were significantly above even those teams that played the 4-game series. So Boston Red Sox, a lot of runs scored, 36 of them led the weekend. The matchup that saw the highest number of runs, not a surprise there, was also the Boston Red Sox as they were hosting the Cardinals. A total of 56 runs were scored in that 3-game series in Boston. 36 of those obviously coming from the Red Sox and 20 of those coming from the St. Louis Cardinals. The team that scored the fewest number of runs this weekend was the Toronto Blue Jays, who only scored 3 runs all weekend, were shut out on Friday, 2 runs scored on Saturday, and 1 run scored on Sunday. So that was also the matchup that produced the fewest number of runs as well. Along with Toronto's 3 runs scored, the New York Mets had a total of 10 runs scored, bringing a total 3-game matchup to 13. So in New York, the Mets and Toronto's produced the fewest number of runs scored over the weekend. The highest matchup, or the matchup that saw the most number of hits this weekend, was again the St. Louis Cardinals and Boston Red Sox, who had a combined high of 82 total hits, 46 of those coming from the Red Sox, which again led baseball, and then 36 of those coming from the St. Louis Cardinals. So if you were in Boston at Fenway this weekend, I know you had a rainout game, but there were a ton of hits and a ton of runs scored in Boston for that series. The team that scored had the most number of home runs were the Los Angeles Angels. It was home run city out there in LA with the Angels. They had 9 total home runs over their 3-game series. And then the matchup they had with the Cleveland Guardians produced the matchup that saw the most number of home runs at 15 total home runs. 9 of those coming from the Angels, and 6 of those coming from the Guardians. So again, if you were out in LA watching this weekend, if you're an Angels fan, that was great. And if you're a Cleveland Guardians fan, you still got to see a pretty good number of home runs out there in LA as well. So a good matchup this weekend with those two teams producing a lot of home runs. Stolen bases. So the matchup that saw the most number of stolen bases take place was the Tampa Bay Rays in Texas taking on the Rangers. The Rangers produced 10 of those 14 stolen bases, and then the Rays obviously produced the remaining 4 for that matchup high of 14 total stolen bases that took place. And then the Rangers were the team that had the most number of stolen bases over the weekend at a total of 10 stolen bases, 3 on Friday, 3 on Saturday, and 4 stolen bases to wrap it up on Sunday. There were only the only matchup that saw 0 stolen bases all weekend was the Chicago White Sox in Detroit taking on the Tigers. That was a 3-game series, and either of these two teams did not have 1 stolen base, so 0 stolen bases in that matchup. And then the Cincinnati Reds were the only other team, along with the Baltimore Orioles, to have 0 stolen bases all weekend. So the Reds and the Orioles, the White Sox, and the Tigers were the 4 teams that had 0 stolen bases on the weekend. Looking at errors, the matchup that saw the most number of errors, it was a 4-game series, but it was the Cincinnati Reds in Milwaukee. A total of 7 errors took place between that matchup, 4 of those coming from the Cincinnati Reds, who had an error each game, and then 3 of those coming from the Brewers, who had 3, so that was a total of 7 total errors. And then lastly, looking at strikeouts, the matchup that saw the most number of strikeouts, which is not a stat you really want to lead, was the New York Yankees in Pittsburgh taking on the Pirates. There were a total of 64 total strikeouts in that 3-game series, 31 of those coming from the Yankees and 33 of those coming from the Pirates. Paul Skeens did pitch in one of those games, so that makes sense why there was maybe more strikeouts than normal for the Yankees, but 64 strikeouts took place in that matchup. And then the matchup that saw the fewest number of strikeouts was the Baltimore Orioles, who were in Kansas City taking on the Royals, and that only produced 42 total strikeouts, 24 of those from the Orioles, and 18 of those coming from the Kansas City Royals. The Miami Marlins and the Atlanta Braves also did only have 42 total strikeouts, but they only played 2 games. So there were 22 strikeouts that came from the Miami Marlins and 20 strikeouts that came from the Braves. So even though they had 1 less game than the Orioles and the Royals, the Marlins and the Braves had the same number of strikeouts that took place. Which kind of leads me into say, what's going on with the Atlanta Braves? They are starting out 1-8, and in that NL East division where it's a competitive division with the Phillies, with the Mets, like starting 1-8 isn't going to, you know, totally tank their season, but they're getting behind a little bit early in the season. I know Spencer Strider's coming back. You're going to have Ronald Acuna Jr. coming back before too long. But it's a little bit surprising that the team that the Braves currently have is still 1-8. So let's look at some of the other stats that took place over the weekend. The Toronto Blue Jays were in New York taking on the Mets, and that was the only series that accounted for 0 errors. So no errors took place between the Blue Jays or the Mets, and that was the only matchup that took place. The Marlins, the Athletics, the Yankees, the Diamondbacks, the Phillies, and the Rangers also did have no errors as a team, but in their matchup, the opposing team obviously did have a matchup. So if you were in Toronto or watching Toronto and New York this weekend, you saw 0 errors. The Texas Rangers did have that baseball high of 10 stolen bases over the weekend. And Texas and Boston are the only teams currently who have 0 caught stealing. They both are 14-0, so they're 100% successful on their stolen base opportunities. It was sort of a weekend of similarities. On Friday and Saturday, there was the exact same number of doubles. So 51 doubles on Friday, 51 doubles on Saturday. There were 14 matchups on Friday and 14 matchups with that rainout for Seattle or St. Louis and Boston on Saturday as well. So 14 total matchups, and it included the same number of doubles at 51. There were 31 home runs on Friday and then 33 home runs on Saturday. So kind of very similar with those stats in there. And then Saturday and Sunday, very similar with the number of triples. 7 triples on Saturday and then 6 triples on Sunday. It was also similar for the visiting team and the number of runs they scored. The visiting team scored a total of 60 runs on Friday, 61 runs on Saturday, and 64 runs on Sunday. So very similar stats with, you know, visiting team accounting. Obviously, Friday, 14 matchups, Saturday, 14 matchups, and then Sunday, 15 matchups. But to have the visiting team be within 1 run scored from Friday to Saturday, and then with another 3 runs scored from Saturday to Sunday, definitely a lot of similarities in there. And then strikeouts. There were 228 total strikeouts on Friday and 227 total strikeouts on Saturday. So definitely a weekend that saw some similarities of what happened between Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Like I mentioned before, there were a total of 17 total triples on the weekend, which for a 3-game sort of weekend matchup, 17 total triples is a really, really high number. 4 of those came on Friday, 2 of those, or 7 of those came on Saturday, and 2 of those came from one player. Jesse Winker had 2 triples for the Mets on Saturday, and then 6 total triples on Sunday. Home teams did get the advantage this weekend. Home teams went 32-13. So 32 wins for the home team and 13 wins for the visiting team. We also saw the Colorado Rockies turn a triple play on Saturday. That was, I think I saw the first triple play since like 2015 or 2016. So incredibly rare feat, but props to the Colorado Rockies for turning the first triple play of the 2025 season so far and the first triple play in a long time. So home teams had the better record, and home teams also had the higher number of runs scored. A total of 190 runs scored by visiting teams and 251 runs scored by home teams. So that was a plus 61 run differential for home teams. Home teams also had the plus 10 differential in total hits. 382 total hits by visiting teams to 392 total hits by home team. And like I mentioned before, the weekend of similarities, there were the exact same number of home runs hit by visiting teams and home teams this weekend, including those 2 games that started on Thursday. There were 45 home runs hit by both visiting and home teams for that Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And stolen bases went to the home team. 37 stolen bases by visiting teams and 47 total stolen bases by home teams. So that was a plus 10 differential for that home team. So if you were playing at home this weekend, then most likely you had a pretty good weekend. Definitely a visiting team kind of struggled with the offensive ability, and most importantly, the win record, only getting 13 victories out of those possible 32 total matchups, or I'm sorry, 13 wins out of that total 45 total matchups that took place. So definitely a struggle for visiting teams getting the win this weekend. But overall, it was another great weekend of baseball, and we got a full slate happening this week and some colder weather is coming in. I know the Detroit Tigers are hosting the Yankees on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and they've actually moved that game time up to, I think, account for possible wind chills and really cold weather that were going to happen in the evening. So we got some cold weather coming back. So we got some cold weather baseball happening, but it's baseball nonetheless. So hope you enjoy as many games as you possibly can. Until next time, we'll catch you later.